You'll find these publications were 9, 10, 11-year-old children engaging in all sex with each other. Here you'll find a publication depicting women having sexual relations with a dog, with animals. And one of the things that really rubs me raw, and in the wrong way with this crowd, is what they're doing to marriage. If any of you are doing any counseling whatsoever, you know what I'm talking about. As many, many women, and many, many marriages in trouble because many, many women are being pressured, being implied, and being put on them by some husband who's frequenting such places and reading such literature to perform accordingly, contrary to any moral standards. And we who are people who care about people who care about the very stability of marriages and the home itself, we cannot sit back and say, this is the kind of standards we have. This is acceptable in our community, if we really care. That's why I'm reminded again and again and again what Edmund Burke said a long time ago. He said, all that is necessary for evil to flourish is for good people to do nothing. And we can go in our churches and in our communities and we can preach a good gospel, but yet it will never cut through the fat to the lean until we're willing to use that gospel to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. To me, it's quite interesting. This crowd come along and say, even Flint admits that there is a relationship of violence on TV and violence in our society. They admit there's that relationship. Even the Surgeon General of the United States says there is that relationship. But yet, this same crowd wants to say, there is no relationship. What you read in a publication, what you absorb in a publication, and your behavior as an individual. To me, it doesn't hold water. If we proclaim a gospel that is an embodiment of the truth, we need to proclaim that truth in the midst of every lie and pagan idea that's floating in our society today. To me, it's an exciting time to be alive, an exciting time to render a Christian witness, because we have the truth to share, and may God give us the grace to share. May we stand. Heavenly Father, give us courage. Because we need it. Lord, give us wisdom because we can be so stupid. Granted, we pray, O God, for the living of these days because we don't want to fail you. And because we're people who care, we do not want to fail our fellow man in whose name we pray. Amen.